So my story is about late in life drug use. About 6 months ago, I started doing ketamine therapy. So here, I'm just going to bring this down a little bit more. Okay, there we go. Ketamine is a legal psychedelic. It was first developed as a painkiller, and it's used medically as an anesthetic. Recently, it's also being used to treat depression, anxiety, and trauma. So how did I get here on my ketamine journey? I was at the end of a very long and messy breakup. Oh, yes, when my girlfriend Lizzie and I first got together, I thought, I'm 1,000% sure that we are on solid ground. We got engaged. We told all our friends and family that we were getting married. It was a big to-do. And then everything just kind of fell apart. I don't know what happened. That's part of what drives me crazy, is not really knowing what happened. I mean, we entered this long cycle of breaking up and getting back together. Oh, it's embarrassing to admit how long this went on. There were several years of emotional chaos. Okay, to be clear, this was not the first time in my life when I'd felt unstable. I had a long history of depression, anxiety. I think in another time or place, I would probably be diagnosed with hysteria, just like too many emotions all over the place. And so over the years, I had done the full buffet of therapies in order to stabilize, and I had been doing pretty well. Some highlights of my journey: I have been in therapy, I've taken a variety of antidepressants, and I've gone to 12-step groups for codependency. And recently, I even started taking improv comedy classes to meet new friends. But in spite of this, I was getting a lot of support. In spite of this, I just still couldn't seem to stabilize. I wasn't bouncing back. It felt like the decision-making part of my brain had just melted down, and even the tiniest decisions were paralyzing. You know, I'd go down to the kitchen in the morning, and I'd get out a piece of bread and think about putting it in the toaster. But then I just wander away from the bread and wander over to the oatmeal, and I pick up the oatmeal and look at the oatmeal, and I'd be like, huh, should I have toast or oatmeal? I don't know. And it felt like a crisis. And this is how it was just all day long. Anything I had to decide felt like a crisis. And so it was at this point when I was Googling in the middle of the night, like, are there any new antidepressants? Are there any new treatments? And that's when I came across ketamine therapy, signed up for ketamine therapy in the middle of the night. But when you actually start the therapy, it's very professional. You go to a medical screening. It's all on Zoom. But you go to a medical screening, and it's just like every medical screening you've ever had. It goes on and on forever. And once they deem that you are a fit candidate, which luckily I was, then they send you the drugs in the mail. And so you get just your first dose, and for your first, when you take your first dose of ketamine, you've got two people with you. On Zoom, you've got a trained guide from the company who's talking you through things, and in person, you've got a friend who's there with you, who's your peer monitor. And my peer monitor is here tonight. It's Jen. She's amazing. She actually drove me here tonight because I have so much anxiety driving. So she was my peer monitor again tonight, and I really appreciate her. So here I was, getting ready to take my first ketamine trip. I didn't know what to expect. I was looking. It's this bright orange blister tablet, and I was trying to open it. It was all very awkward. And I remember in my head, I was like, Allison, what are you doing? This is crazy. You just need to eat more vegetables and exercise. I was scared. As a child, I'd been afraid of being possessed by demons. So I had watched The Exorcist, I think, at a slumber party. Anyway, my fear was that ketamine would further destabilize me. But I was there, I had the pills in my hand. I was very curious to see what is it going to be like. So, you know, I popped them in my mouth. And so you're like, what is it like being on ketamine? For the first 10 minutes, I was just waiting, you know, is this going to kick in? What's it going to be like? And then I kind of felt my body just getting heavier and slower and starting to feel kind of different. My guide had prepared me that I needed to lay down. You need to be laying down when the medicine hits you. And my head felt so good against the pillow. And then it just was kind of like a switch went off. And it wasn't scary. I didn't feel possessed. I just felt amazing. I felt like out of that rut of depression. It was like my mind, the inside of my mind, became an interesting, alive place to be. It was like putting on new glasses. Have any of you seen those YouTube videos where a little toddler gets their first pair of glasses? Well, this is amazing. Go Google one of these, because the little toddler is just sitting there, and the mom puts the glasses on their face, and there's an instant transformation just through their whole body, and their little hand just shoots up, and they're seeing the world for the first time. And that's how it felt to me. You know, those are how the best moments on ketamine feel. It's just this effortless wave of wonder. And it's wonder at just being where I am. It's not that I've gone somewhere new or I'm hallucinating, you know, a magical forest. I'm in my room. I've got my same thoughts. I'm the same person. But suddenly, it all feels incredibly fresh and meaningful. And so that, to me, that's the best part of the gift that this drug has given me, because for those of you that have been depressed, you know it's such a drag. Like, everything feels hard. Everything's an effort. Even things that are fun, you know, like taking a hot bath. I'd just be like, oh, no, it's too much work, turning on the hot water, can't do it. And so, okay, so you might be wondering, like, kind of an overview of some of the more normal stuff about ketamine. I'm taking a low dose. I take it about once a week, and ketamine is not a maintenance drug like Prozac. You're not on it long term. You just take it for a short amount of time, and it's to get your mind out of that rut of depression. It's just to get your neurons firing in a new way. And as I'm starting to feel better, and I am starting to feel better, I'm finding it very easy to taper off the ketamine. It's not addictive. It doesn't really, for me, it doesn't have too many side effects. And I don't feel like, now that I'm feeling better, even though I mean, it's amazing having that sense of wonder. It's not like I feel like, oh, I need to do drugs. Because that was the other thing I was very scared of, you know, like, am I going to become a ketamine addict? So far, it's going okay. So anyway, to wrap up, ketamine did not solve my breakup. I still don't understand what happened. And my girlfriend and I, we have not magically gotten back together. I'm still kind of sad about it, but I'm no longer stuck in that just kind of hellscape, motion blur, crisis. It feels like my life has forward momentum now, and I'm able to get out of bed in the morning, and I'm able to make breakfast. And so that's my story. Hey, thank you.